You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 60 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host Louise and today we are continuing to look at alternative dispute resolution. We've already looked at arbitration and mediation and today we are looking finally at conciliation. Before we begin, I'd like to announce the answer to last week's question. If you remember, the question was, if we say that litigation is aimed at fighting the other party, what is the focus of mediation? Well, I had quite a few of you send in answers, so well done for all of you who got it correct. The answer is, we can say that mediation is focused on parties cooperating to reach a settlement and understanding each other's perspectives. So now I have a question about conciliation. The question is, how is conciliation different to mediation and arbitration? Send in your answers to louise@studylegalenglish.com and the answer will be announced in the next episode. So, let's get started. Conciliation is a common form of alternative dispute resolution, which is in between mediation and arbitration in its process. With conciliation, in a similar way to mediation, parties must have voluntarily agreed to enter into the conciliation process, and they are free to leave it at any point. Provided this is the case, a neutral third party, called a conciliator, is appointed, and this conciliator meets parties separately and together to resolve their dispute. The conciliator does not need any specific qualifications, although very often conciliators have undergone some form of training, and they do have some legal experience. When the conciliator meets the parties, the conciliator finds out what the parties hope to achieve from the process, getting parties to write down a checklist of priorities, and then the conciliator helps the parties to reach their own solution, achieving these objectives through a process of negotiation. Unlike with mediation, in the event that parties can't reach a decision or where it is helpful for the conciliator to do so, the conciliator will offer his or her own opinion about how to proceed after he or she has assessed the situation and the party's needs. He or she may even propose a solution, suggesting what sort of settlement the parties should opt for. If the parties do reach a settlement, this will only be legally binding if it is written down and signed by both parties. They cannot be forced to follow a settlement if this is not the case. And it's important to note that, unlike with arbitration, conciliators do not have any legal standing. Therefore, his or her power is more limited than that of the arbitrator, being that he cannot seek evidence, call witnesses, or automatically make a binding award of compensation or damages. So, we've kind of talked a little bit about how conciliation is different from arbitration and mediation. We can say that arbitration is more formal than both conciliation and mediation because it involves a tribunal process and binding decision. We can say that mediation is more passive than conciliation because generally mediators facilitate communication and do not necessarily make proposals for settlements, whereas conciliators do. Conciliation is used for a range of issues and often used for employment disputes. Some companies even have their own processes within the company to deal with disputes in this way. Conciliation has similar benefits to mediation and arbitration, and again, similar negatives. on the pro side, it can be considered a more cost-effective and faster option than litigation. It's confidential, just like mediation and arbitration, and similar to mediation, it can help parties gain an understanding of the other party's feelings towards the dispute, their perspective, and therefore we can say it's more about cooperation rather than fighting. On the other hand, just like the other forms of alternative dispute resolution, if the process fails, parties may be forced into litigation, meaning that the overall cost and time spent on the resolution of the dispute would be more than if traditional means were used straight away. Great, so now that we've learned about conciliation, let's discuss some of the key vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition, and there will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat that new phrase. Number one, repeat after the beep. Dispute. Definition. A dispute is a conflict, and often we refer to a problem which can give rise to a legal challenge as a dispute. Example, repeat after the beep. The parties tried to settle their dispute through conciliation. Number two, repeat after the beep. Conciliator. Definition. This is the neutral third party who helps disputing parties through the conciliation process. Example, repeat after the beep. The disputing parties appointed an independent conciliator to help resolve their dispute. Number three, repeat after the beep. To reach a settlement. Definition. A settlement is an official agreement intended to resolve a conflict outside of court, and we often use the collocation to reach a settlement to mean that the parties have agreed on a resolution. Example, repeat after the beep. Through the conciliation process, the parties were able to reach a settlement. Great, so that's the end of today's episode. In the next one, we'll be moving on to a new topic. And, of course, we'll find out the answer to today's question, which is, how is conciliation different to mediation and arbitration? Make sure you send me your answers. And don't forget that if you're a Podcast Pro member, head over to studylegalenglish.com/episode 60 for all your member benefits. And as always, of course, if you like the show, please share it with others. Send me your comments via email, louise@studylegalenglish.com, or of course on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening and see you next time.